Can I just see your ID real quick? Your ID? And do you know what you're doing?
Back on the stuff in my head. But if those things aren't
true, huh? No, it doesn't.
This doesn't work. The light bulb is out, I'm sure. So you just have to, you know, it's easy to pull it out and then see which one it is. You can get it from the supplier. We don't have any. It might be stuck around somewhere, but it's a little light bulb that sits in there against the hemostat. Mm-hmm. So we can get it out.
But even to, I have to order it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, so. But it's like a light. It's just a small little light bulb in there. So, yeah. I can take it out and show it to you. It's just good.
Let me get with
Yolanda
since she knows which
one
to order.
Well, let me show you. Let me see. Hang on. Let me just. Yeah, it's okay to tell her about it, right? She orders stuff, right? From this point. Well,
you
did it yourself. You've been swimming like in a swimming pool or lake, river?
Big river?
Okay, you still got it? Yeah. So this tells you what you need. There's, but you can just tell her, I guess you didn't have marking time, but
okay.
It's just a standard light. But yeah, thank you.
All right. Here we go.
So it can hurt a bit. How much does it hurt?
It isn't as pain.
It was about as bad as the other year. No, I get one of them, it's about 7.
Okay, yeah. All right, let's see. Did that hurt trying to do that? I open it up a bit. So that's a telltale sign. You know, when it hurts, when you move your ear.
Yeah, that's
one. That's, so it's just, you know, it's just like, it's called external otitis. External otitis. It's inflaming.
Yeah, and, that's what fear was.
So I'm going to give her some special drops to put in there. It's usually like 3 or 4 drops, maybe every 4 to 6 hours.
Uh-huh.
For the next several days, maybe even more often if it's hurting, you can do it 2 or 3 hours for the first 2 doses to get in and everything like that. It's good to let her lay down and let it soak in real good for a few minutes, and then she does try to keep water out of here. She needs to hold off from swimming and getting water in here for the next several days. They also have alcohol drops you can buy at the drugstore. You can put a few drops of alcohol out there, it clears up. In there after she goes swimming, they'll help you coming back. You know, you may not want to do that for a while.
Oh, yeah, so I live at Katie. She lives here with her mom, so we got to brought her here because the doctor was there when we were like 12. But we have some swimmer's ear stuff, some alcohol, and some stuff to put in her ears if we did in the water. Can she still take a shower? She would put the swimmer's ear in her ear, or how would it work with it?
Yeah, well, if she puts medicine in before she takes a shower, then, I mean, she could take a shower, but just trying to get water in here when you take a shower, she could put a cotton ball in there, or they have little plugs and things.
Yeah, like we got some of those before. So.
But you actually have some swimmer's ear stuff to put in after they go swimming?
Yeah, the alcohol stuff that she's talking about,
yeah,
we had some of that.
Okay.
Last time, like last summer, because yeah. I get it real bad too every now and then.
All right.
So that's why I was like,
yeah, well, they don't have to do that, but
why not? Yes,
right.
I know you see ear infections all the time, so I mean, that's just one we have to deal with. So,
yeah.
You know, she gets in the water a lot.
Right, yeah. Otherwise, you have to keep your head above the water.
Yeah,
that's how much water, right? Yeah.
Well, there's
cut that a few things. All right, we'll let you go. That's
okay.
You should pick her up. All right, so y'all come with me. And, just go up to that door and check at the counter out here. Should pull you just
in. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
See y'all.
Good night. Yes, sir.
Yeah.